From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The three American citizens who've been held in North Korea are on their way home after being released. President Trump said Wednesday he and Vice President Mike Pence will greet the men when they arrive at an Air Force base near Washington, D.C.
It'll be 2 o'clock in the morning. It'll be quite a scene, and it'll be, to me, it's very exciting because it represents something. It represents something very important to this country.
Also on Wednesday, the president said the date and location of his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will be announced within 3 days. It will not take place at the Korean Demilitarized Zone, however, as Mr. Trump had previously suggested it might.
I appreciate Kim Jong-un doing this and allowing them to go. We picked a time, we picked a place for the meeting, or summit, as you like to call it, and I think it'll be very successful. But as I always say, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen?
Egypt is expressing reservation about the decision to pull the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear agreement. Ed Uranian reports.
Egypt, which is an ally of Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, downplayed criticism of Trump's decision. The Egyptian Foreign Ministry wrote, Egypt understands the U.S. and international desire to address all regional and international concerns related to the nuclear deal with Iran and Iran's interference in the internal affairs of Arab countries. Egypt, nevertheless, expressed its hope that current developments will not result in any armed conflicts that would threaten regional stability or security. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
This is VOA News.